you, babe. Say, how about... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. And now here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the fella just said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn. When I'm away from it, I miss hearing that beautiful accent purring in my ears. And of course, I miss Eddie. Eddie Jordan's the good-looking, sweet-talking, lovable, lazy, no-good bum I'm engaged to. We're going to get married as soon as he gets a little money. But it's not easy because he's allergic to work and too nervous to be a burglar. But it's nice to be back in Brooklyn in Mrs. Kennedy's room and house where we both live. If you can call it living. Eddie and I both have been looking for jobs, but when I come back, Eddie's always home before, sitting in the sitting room, taking it easy. Like now, for instance.
Hi, doll. How are you?
Don't ask me. I might tell you. What a day.
Oh, you look gorgeous, Dreamboat. Any luck today?
No. And, you know, I ought to have my head examined for going to see that psychiatrist. The things he expects of a receptionist. How about you?
No luck, Maisie. There wasn't anything at the Kelly Employment Agency, so I walked all over town looking for work.
Really, Eddie?
Sure, doll. You don't think I'd lie to you, do you?
Yes.
Oh, fine. Here I am beating my feet off to get a job so we can get married and settle down, and you accuse me of lying to you.
I don't know why I ever doubt you, Eddie. Except you're such a stinker sometimes.
I forgive you. Sit down right here in my lap, Luscious.
Oh, Eddie, you're such a sweet guy, and I... Ouch!
What's the matter?
There's something in your vest pocket that's digging into me. Let's see.
No, never mind. I'll get it.
Never mind. I've got it. It's a nice, fresh hunk of pool chalk.
Okay, okay. So I was playing Kelly Pool today and got a hot tip and lost $10. But you ought to be ashamed of yourself for not trusting me.
Well, how can I trust you when you never tell me the truth?
So what? You gotta trust a guy anyway.
No.
I'm going to my room.
What a man.
Maisie, where are you, Maisie?
In the sitting room.
Oh. Gee, Maisie, I've been wanting to talk to you all day.
Oh. What's it about?
Oh, somebody who's very much interested in you.
You mean my boyfriend, Eddie Jordan?
Oh, no, I mean, your silent lover, me, Merton Fallsgruber.
Oh. Well, what's the trouble, Mike?
Maisie, can I ask you a frank question?
Everybody else does. Why should you be an exception? But I warn you, the usual answer to the usual question is usually no.
Well, Maisie, did you ever have the feeling that you were a little nuts?
No, but my friends get that feeling about me all the time.
No. I mean, did anything weird ever happen to you?
Constantly.
Uh-huh.
But never mind. What's your problem?
Well, Maisie, I've been bothered by dreams.
Blondes, brunettes, or redheads?
No, regular dreams. And they sort of come true. One night I dream about something, the next day it happens.
Oh. Give me a for instance.
Well, 2 days ago, I dreamt that your boyfriend, Eddie Jordan, would lose his job. Yesterday, he lost it.
Oh, that's not being psychic. Eddie's just running true to form.
Oh, and I dreamed that our landlady, Mrs. Kennedy, would get in a fight with her boyfriend on the way home tonight, but that hasn't had time to come true yet.
See, Merton, all you have to do is give Mrs. Kennedy a couple of days and she's sure to get into a fight with somebody. Now, I wouldn't worry about your dreams.
Well, I had another dream. I dreamt that you kissed me.
Merton,
huh?
You're a real nice kid and I like you a lot, but that dream isn't coming true.
Oh, you might as well kiss me, Maisie. You're going to sooner or later. It's fate.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, well, it's Merton, my competition.
Ah, your father's mustache.
Your sister smokes a pipe.
Your mother wears army shoes.
Boys, boys, one would think to hear you talk that you didn't come from families of breeding and culture. But you didn't.
Maisie, I came back to forgive you.
Well, thank you.
Tell me, what's this character trying to do, romance you?
Uh-huh.
Sure I was. At least I think I was.
So what else is new?
Eddie, aren't you even a little jealous?
Nah.
But he was making love to me.
So what, Maisie?
Hey, wait a minute.
Eddie, I'm talking about wild, passionate love. Get mad already.
Maisie, for gosh sakes, I don't want to get in a fight over some fun I never had.
Okay, so I was just kidding. But Merton here said he had a dream that I was going to kiss him.
Yeah, and my dreams have all been coming true lately.
That's impossible. Any fool knows that.
Okay, so you know it. I also dreamt that Mrs. Kennedy would get into a fight with a boyfriend this afternoon, but she hasn't come...
Who's losing all the electricity in the sitting room?
Oh, it's Eddie and Merton and me, Mrs. Kennedy.
Oh, what's going on? Are you fellows changing shifts?
No, we're just talking.
Say, Mrs. Kennedy, can I ask you a personal question?
If it's about the plumbing in this house, my answer is no, I'm not going to buy a bigger water heater.
No, I think Merton wanted to ask how you were getting along with your boyfriend, Lester.
Oh. I'm not going to tell you. Oh, dear.
Why, Mrs. Kennedy.
Oh, gee, it doesn't look as though she had a fight, does it?
I guess you and Lester are getting along pretty well, hey, Mrs. Kennedy?
Yes, just beautifully. Today we had the most wonderful fight.
Huh?
Oh, we were so much fun making up afterward.
Hey, she had a fight after all.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to let anybody call me a creaking old crow. Especially somebody I was deeply in love with. So I slugged him. He picked up a lamp and hit me with it, and I stuck his nose in the light socket. Speaking of lights, I'll turn these off in here.
Oh, it's dark.
Oh, well, I like it this way. Come here, baby. Give your Eddie a nice big kiss.
Eddie Merton's here.
Who cares about Merton? Besides, it's dark. Come on, love boat. Come to your dream boy.
Oh, Eddie, let go of me. Oh, all right. Here's just one kiss.
Hey, Maisie, you're not kissing me.
Huh? Well, I just kissed somebody.
Yippee! My dream came true.
Holy smoke. Maybe the kid's got something.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Merton.
Hello, Merton.
Drop dead, Merton.
Thank you. Gee, Maisie, I dreamt about you last night.
Well, I hope I come true. Say, do you know, Mrs. Kennedy, Merton dreamed night before last that you would have a fight with your boyfriend, and sure enough, you did.
Let me know when you dream about something more interesting.
And I had another dream, too. But this time, it was about a horse race.
Huh?
Who won?
Who won?
Well, you know how it is at the races. Everybody was yelling and screaming, and, well, I couldn't hear very well. But the horse was called Dirty Shoes, I think.
Dirty Shoes.
Wait just a minute. I happen to know what's running today. The horses are called Dirty Neck, Dirty Gertie, and Dirty Story. But there doesn't happen to be any dirty shoes.
Oh.
Well, that's a fine tip, Martin.
Well, come to think of it, that horse wasn't named Dirty Shoes after all. Oh, now I'm not sure what it was. Isn't that funny? Bye.
Oh, the poor kid.
What's the matter?
With a personality like that, he isn't going to live very long. Oh, boy, another murderous day.
I'm dead. I'm not used to this.
I know. This is the first time you've gone out to look for work that you've actually looked for work.
Honest, Maisie, I don't spend much time playing pool.
No. Well, every time anybody handed you a pencil today, you started to chalk the end of it.
Oh, well, that's just a nervous habit from my childhood.
I know. And you're still in it.
160, $180, $200, $10, $15.
Mrs. Kennedy, what have you done? Robbed a liquor store?
Oh, hello, children. You know that... Excuse me. That tip we got on a horse from Merton Falls, Gruber?
Yeah?
Maisie, I told you. We should have bet on Dirty Neck.
Will you kindly have the courtesy to let me... Excuse me, continue my story.
Yeah, well, what happened, Mrs. Kennedy?
Rather am I loaded with money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I looked over the horses racing in Florida, and I said, Mrs. Kennedy, I always call myself Mrs. Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Kennedy, I said, you might just as well, excuse me, make a jackass out of yourself and bet on this horse. This is obviously the right one. Oh, the heck with it.
Well, was the horse named Dirty Shoes?
No, dearie. It was called Muddy Boots.
Boing.
Well, I'm going upstairs and get dressed. I'm going to hoop it up tonight.
Holy smoke, Eddie, he was right again.
Yeah, Maisie. Say, maybe we could promote Merton.
Promote him?
Yeah. All we need is 3 or 4 good dreams for Merton and we can clean up.
Oh, you mean enough to get married on, maybe, huh?
Why not?
Oh, Eddie, you think of the most romantic ideas.
Hello, folks.
Oh, Merton, darling.
Hello, old buddy, old pal. Huh?
What's the matter with everybody?
Why, nothing's the matter, Merton.
Everybody's acting so nice to me.
Well, Merton, Mrs. Kennedy cleaned up on that horse you dreamed about. And you just got to do some more dreaming for me.
Oh, gee, Maisie, you know that I'd do anything for you.
Well, we need a couple of more horses.
Get lost.
Now listen, you
Eddie,
little...
Eddie, please, you are speaking of the dreamer I love.
Ha ha, you see? Do you mean that, Maisie?
Well, we'll discuss that later when we're all rich.
Yeah.
Now, how about squeezing out a quick little dream right now?
Sure. Only I'm not sleepy.
Come on, Eddie, I need your help. Lie down on the couch, Merton.
Okay.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, we got to put this boy to sleep. Tell him how you used to be a football star in high school.
Are you insinuating that my football stories are boring?
I'm guaranteeing it. In the meantime, I'll be singing. All aboard for Blanket Bay. Well, go ahead, Eddie.
Well, you see, I was pretty light when I went out for the team, but I was fast. The coach took one look at me and said, Jordan, you're fast, you're smart, but the first time you're tackled, you'll break in two. I just laughed at him and...
That was a beautiful job. He's sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, but I feel fine.
Merton, we just got to get a couple of dreams that'll come true out of you tonight.
Well, I don't feel sleepy at all.
Oh. Eddie. Eddie! Wake up.
Huh?
Hello, everybody. I'm going out now.
You going out with Lester again?
Don't be silly. I've got money tonight, and I can afford a better class of boyfriend. Oh, Merton, here's a little present for the tip on the horse.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mrs. Kennedy.
Goodbye now.
Oh, you see, Merton, you're starting to make money already. Mrs. Kennedy was so grateful she gave you a dollar.
Yeah, and to think I earned it sleeping.
Oh, come on, Eddie, we've got to introduce Merton to the Sandman.
Oh, no, Maisie. I'm so excited about this, I don't think I'll ever go to sleep again.
Oh. The Adventures of Maisie, starring Anne Southern, will continue in just a moment. And now, back to Maisie.
You getting sleepy now, Merton?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. How could I get sleepy dancing with you? Maisie, gee, this is the most exciting time I've ever had in my life.
Some exciting.
Merton, I've got a great idea.
Yeah?
What you and I need is a good workout. I know a private gym where you and I can put on the gloves and do a little boxing. How about it?
Merton, I think Eddie's got a good idea there. The sparring will put you right to sleep. If Eddie doesn't do it first. Keep your left out there, Merton.
Yeah.
Watch out for his right hook.
Watch.
Shift your weight when you punch. Be careful, Eddie. He's fast. You're open for a right, Eddie. Merton, you're wide open for a straight left. Okay. Pick him up and take him to the showers, Merton.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Sit down, please.
Thank you, Doctor.
Now, which one of you is the patient? Oh, here we are. Slight doses of the eyelids, hands shaking a bit, nose twitching a little, eyes rather red. Or pale.
I am not the patient.
I am.
And I'll get to you later. This case is more interesting.
But we don't care about him, Doctor.
You're rather interesting, too. Oh, very interesting now that you're standing in the light.
Doctor, never mind Eddie. What we want is a prescription for a couple of sleeping pills for Merton here.
Hey, please, my dear young lady, I do the diagnosing and prescribing around here. And for you, I would suggest a long, relaxing drive in the country, then back to town for a dinner in some tiny, intimate little restaurant, then the theater. All this, of course, in the company of an intelligent, older, professional man. Are you interested?
No, but I can see you are. You're drooling a little.
Excuse me.
And while you're at it, you might pop your eyes back in where they belong.
Can I help it if they want to look and live a little? Now then, you're the patient, hmm?
Yeah.
If I gave him a sleeping pill, what difference would it make? What's the idea back of all this?
Well, you see, Doctor, when he's asleep, he has dreams.
And the dreams come true.
Yeah, that's right, Doctor. A lot of my dreams come true.
I see. You believe that, do you?
Oh, sure.
Well. And you believe it, too?
Of course I do.
Well, two of you. And you?
Oh, well, I suppose you think we're all a little nuts.
You suppose I think so, eh? Oh, that's very amusing.
Yes. Now, please, Doctor, we're not kidding about this. Merton has dreams that come true. He dreamt about a horse race last night, and it came in and paid over 20-1.
Yeah, of course it did. Certainly. Tell me, have you ever been in a room alone and heard voices?
Well, certainly, lots of times.
Uh-huh. And do you know why you heard the voices?
Sure, because the radio was on.
Yeah, I see. Step into this room.
Okay.
Yeah, after you.
Holy smoke, we're out in the hall again.
Hey, Doc!
Well, that did it. We might as well go home.
Oh, I guess he thought we were nuts, huh?
You know something? I'm beginning to wonder if he isn't right. Well, here we are again.
Yeah.
I still feel wide awake.
Two sleepy people in Merton. The greatest untapped source of wealth outside of Texas.
You know, I think I'll try to dream about the stock market sometime.
Oh, well, the sooner the better, Merton. And make it an inexpensive stock, will you please?
You know, I feel so good, I'll bet I can jump from here to the top step on the porch.
I'll bet I can get to the top step on the porch if I crawl on my hands and knees.
Hey, watch this, everybody. One, two, three. Hey, I'm losing my balance. Look out.
Merton! Holy smoke, what a tumble.
Well, luckily he fell on his head. Merton, are you all right? Merton.
Maisie, he's out cold.
Oh, what a break. Quick, Eddie, take him upstairs and put him to bed.
Yeah, right away.
And see that you take his shoes off. We want him to be real comfortable and dream up the best dream he can think of.
What's the matter with that guy? Why hasn't he come down yet?
Oh, don't be impatient, Eddie. Remember, he's been dreaming little dreams for us.
Psst. Here he comes now. He's coming downstairs.
Oh, at last.
You better have something good or I'll... Hello, Merton, old pal.
Good morning, Merton.
Hello, Merton.
Huh? Merton? Who's Merton?
Huh? What's the matter, kid?
Who's Merton? And who are you people? Hey, where am I?
Now, look here.
Eddie. Oh, don't you know where you are, Merton? This is Mrs. Kennedy's room and house.
Yes.
That's Eddie, I'm Maisie, and this is Mrs. Kennedy.
You remember me, don't you?
I've never seen any of you people before.
My gosh. He's got amnesia.
You're right. He doesn't even know who he is.
Well, don't you even remember me, Merton? Well,
who are you? My wife? Come here, baby.
Now, look, Merton, keep your hands to yourself. What are you, an octopus already?
Who's this Merton you keep talking about? Who?
That's you, Merton Fallsgruber.
Nobody but a jerk would have a name like that.
I think he's beginning to recognize himself.
Look, Merton, did you happen to have any interesting dreams last night?
Yeah. Come here, baby.
I mean any other dreams.
Oh, yeah, sure. I had a dream that I think is going to come true. But I don't know you people, and I don't trust you.
Not even me?
Well, could we discuss this privately?
Excuse us a minute, Eddie and Mrs. Kennedy. Right in here, Merton.
After you, Miss Revere.
That little so-and-so.
Now, don't worry, Eddie. He's harmless. Egad. At least he used to be harmless. I wonder if Maisie will find out what his dream was.
I wonder if it'll be worth it if she does.
You know, I think that boy's growing up now. Last week he took down his pictures of Hopalong Cassidy and put up pictures of Esther Williams and Nana Turner.
Yahoo!
Oh!
Hey, what's going on in there?
Oh, they're probably just chatting.
What kind of conversation is that?
You want to find out what his dream was, don't you?
Sure, certainly, but...
Oh, I know. You're torn between love for Maisie and love for money.
Yeah, there's only one right thing to do.
That's right, Eddie.
Love that money.
Wait a minute. When they went into the sitting room, didn't he say, after you, Miss Revere?
Yeah, so what?
If he's got amnesia, how would he know her name was Revere?
I've been robbed. Hey, open up in there. I know you're faking, Merton. They don't answer. Maisie, he's faking. He hasn't got amnesia.
Now, hurry up, Merton, or you'll be late to the office.
Just a minute, you.
Well, goodbye now.
Oh, he's a cute kid. You can't blame him, Eddie.
Oh, what about the dream?
Well, it's a funny thing. We were talking about the stock market in Texas just before he slipped and knocked himself out.
And he dreamed up a stock?
Yep. We got to find a stock called Texas Oil and put everything we've got into it. Hello. Yeah, that's right. Texas Oil. Well, what did it do today?
What'd he say?
Did it go up? What'd he say, Maisie?
Will you be quiet already? I can't hear him. Hello? What did you say again? Okay. Thanks.
What happened?
It went up 3 points.
Oh,
gee, that's great,
isn't
Maisie.
It wonderful?
Then it went down 3.5 points.
Oh.
Oh, well, at least it's active.
Yeah, it's sort of quivering.
Maisie, you couldn't be wrong about this, could you?
Well, he said it was something like Texas Oil.
Well, we've got to give it a chance to start rising. You know, he's been right so far.
Anybody home?
Oh, here we are, Merton.
Boy, it was great, wasn't it? I never thought I'd ever be so lucky.
Somehow, I don't like the sound of this.
Well, lucky about what, Merton?
Look at that wad. The dream came true again. I won $835.
Oh!
You won it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Merton, you won it on what?
It's right here in the paper. I put all the money I had on this horse in the fifth at Hialeah.
What's the name of that horse?
Oh, my gosh. The horse is called the Earl of Texas.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Merton! I thought you said Earl, O-I-L.
Oh, no, Maisie, you got it wrong.
What I said was oil. E-A-R-L. Oil.
Oh, no.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, I should have known if I fooled with the market would fool me right back. And instead of being a stockholder or a bondholder, as usual, I turned out to be a bag holder. We didn't lose too much. We sold the stock the next day, and the day after it went up 10 points. Merton was so happy about winning all that money that he threw a banquet for everybody, gave himself a terrific stomachache, and never had another dream that came true. As for my boyfriend, Eddie, well, I should have guessed what would happen. He claims if Merton could have dreams that come true, he could too. And he hasn't been out of bed for a week. Well, I gotta find some kind of a job. Come on, Fee. Get moving.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sidney Miller, Elvia Allman, Pat McGeehan, and Frank Nelson. Jack McCoy speaking.